The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop. Shimmy, shimmy, pop. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop. Shimmy, shimmy, pop.
You don't like Little Anthony and the Imperials?
I love it. But what is it? There's always a reason that you put on a certain song. What would that be?
No reason.
No, just that it was a nice, up, happy song because Chef David Burke is joining us.
That's right.
Round of applause for Chef David Burke in the house. My man coming in live. Carol Alt, David Burke, Al Gattulo. I mean, you know, you're worth the price of admission alone, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, Piscopo in the morning. So I was telling Carol, I took my boy Mikey David Burke, and thank you for coming in, Chef Burke. I know how busy you are. I'm with Barry Habib. We're down at Colts tonight. We rehearsed for our big debut at the Drift House. So I'm thinking, but there's 9 people in the band. It's like a band. I mean, so we should do it. You're telling me in Fort Lee, at your new Fort Lee property, might be better, huh?
Ventanas.
Ventanas.
Opens Wednesday.
Ah!
It's between the two modern, the two new buildings.
It's beautiful.
It's really beautiful. Great place. And there's a stage there. There's a DJ booth way up high, but there's also a stage down by the bar. So it's an exciting place. You're very exciting.
You know what I love about you, man? You're from Hazlitt, New Jersey. Yeah. And you now all your business. Who is that? Is that Chester calling? Chester calling? Huh?
Maybe. She's listening. I hope.
David, good to see you, man. You keep all your properties are in Jersey, man. And you met the wonderful, the beautiful, the one and only Carol Alden.
We've met before, but yeah.
Listen, I haven't even waited for your interview. I've already started eating.
Now, did you get the message? Raw foods, David.
Everything's raw. And that's actually very good.
I've not seen Carol eat anything. Oh, my gosh. She's eating. David, great. God bless you.
Oh, my God.
What is the raw food that you
put? This is zucchini and zucchini carpaccio.
Yeah, but what did you put on it?
So what I did is interesting. I made flavored oils. So basil oil, chili oil, and curry oil. Different oils that you can put on raw food so that you're adding flavor.
Because this is like nothing I've ever tasted before.
And there's a little, just salt, pepper, and blood orange, blood orange juice.
What kind of salt do you use?
A kosher salt.
See?
Good.
Kosher salt, Himalayan
Wait,
salt.
Wait, does this look like Carol Alt seal of approval from David Burke with the raw foods, huh?
Absolutely.
I should have brought my salt.
I swear to God, I've never seen her eat anything.
Well, this is her kind of food.
This is
I watched
You heard me on the air. How did you do this in 2 seconds? Where'd you get this stuff? Did you stop? Did you stop on the mic?
What's this one?
This is cauliflower, raw cauliflower.
All right, I want
with
that
ginger
one now.
And little...
See, this is breakfast.
Oh, look at this.
You guys can enjoy. And this is
This is a Brussels sprout, raw Brussels sprout, like slaw with pistachios.
Oh, wait, guys, just like put it
Look at this. Look at this. This is food Al Gattulo would even look at. Right?
Am I
right?
What are you talking about?
There's no bacon in there.
There's no crust.
There's no bacon.
Well, those Brussels sprouts I had the other night, though. Man.
Although it's very crunchy.
Mmm.
It is. Texture's important for you, right? Mm. Texture, and then you got heat. Spices, you know, if you eat raw vegetable, you know, like crudité, you go to a cocktail.
But see, people just eat it. Like, it's crudité, it's boring. But you put different oils on it that have different flavors. It gives it such a bite.
And you can make it look pretty.
It look pretty.
How did you do it within the half hour that I said, within the hour?
I had this in the back of my car. In the trunk.
He's like a secret agent. Probably the trunk pops open and the whole tray comes out of food.
Remember Joe Frazier in the box? He would have his hot sauce in the glove compartment. I saw that with my buddy Michael Adam.
It's like Austin Powers.
He would be eating and get his hot sauce. And you carry whole raw foods.
I got a slicer back there. Make him hear us.
How do you want it?
What people don't understand is that things like Parmesan cheese is all raw. It's all raw.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Did you see that?
Yes, really, I did.
Carol, you were the best.
She got Michael.
I want people to be able to hear him. We're talking about. I can hear
the microphone bumping like that with the headphones on. Carol moved David's arm away from the microphone because we could hear the bumping.
Oh, I thought I had cheese on my shirt. Cause my girlfriend usually slaps me when there's like food. I got the shelf
here. Tell us about your girlfriend. How is she doing, David? Chef
Murray? She hurt her foot.
She hurt her foot. We know Dr. Rock Positano.
She's off her feet for a couple of days.
She okay?
I hope so. I think so. Bruised her foot.
And then just
dancing around the apartment or something.
I'm gonna fix your microphone. Carol's right. Let me just get it so it doesn't. Here we go. Hey, David, tell me.
Hello,
Shelly. Yeah. Shelly
I'm
Goldberg.
Too busy
thank
eating.
You. Thank you, Shelly, for bringing this brilliant chef in and all that's going on. But right to the heart of the
thank
matter.
You for delivering
yeah. Oh, let's
my
talk
breakfast.
About girls.
Yeah, you can't have a you can't the platonic friendship. I'm not buying. Carol said you can't, but if Carol's friend with a gay friend, you can't. But Al goes out. My buddy Al, he goes out, and me and Frankie Fiberro's been talking about this. Let's travel an hour to dinner with a platonic friend. David Burke, give me a break.
I can do it.
I can do it.
Yeah. That's I've okay. done it. I have female friends.
With a female.
I act gay, of course. No. No.
Now you're getting into trouble.
I'm like, feel free to get undressed in front of me. It's okay. I'm gay. No, I don't. But no, I have female friends that I can have dinner with.
Why do I have to? I got the brain to ask this guy. Now we're going to get letters. We're going to get
Let's
calls.
Get ready together. No, I know, and it's
worst.
An interesting thing because I talked to Cindy, and she's like, really? You're well, listen, I'm friendly with a couple of my exes. I'm friendly with the mother of my children. I'm friendly with...
Well, the mother
of
your children.
But I also am friendly with acquaintances that I've met through in business. That and honestly, yeah, you know what? I'm with Al. I think you can do it.
See? You're friendly with the mother of your children. Yeah. The problem is you're allowed only in the driveway. You can't even go in the house. So forget that.
I can't. I go see my kids. They come visit in the car outside.
No, but Joe did qualify. He said business.
Yeah.
You can be friendly with a woman if you have business with her. I think what he's talking about is just somebody like Joe and I. We don't do business together.
Well, I
we
think
don't
it's
work
all,
together.
But it's communication. Well, you have
it's
to communicate.
Right.
I also think if you're with someone.
Let me stop right there. We're friends? Is that what we are? We're friends?
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Do you not want to be friends?
Well, no. Ask it.
Well, this is good. Keep going. Friends.
All right.
You know, there's a tagline, friends with. You know?
Yeah, but here's the thing. He's my only straight friend.
I don't know that you could be friends. I don't know you could be friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, because Carol, I'll tell you this. Honestly, we're friends, and we are friends. People and Richard Johnson wrote a great piece of his son. You see,
it was
with
like
me
did,
and Carol.
Sick,
it was hysterical.
I still read it. Yes.
Yeah, it was hysterical.
Yeah.
Friends. No, we're good friends. That's what he kept putting in there. And I'm going, oh, we are. That's all we are, friends. Mm-hmm. Like
I heard you fell asleep with the light. Well, that's
this is
Stargazer.
A story he will never live down.
No, he won't.
I'm staring at Carol.
You know, I
light
think,
is green.
At least you were stopped and you weren't staring at me while you were
that's
driving.
True.
You know, I think if you meet someone and you're a male, female, and you're
yes.
having dinner or it is busy, it's communication. You lay it out.
Right.
You say, listen, you know what, blah, 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 you know. I've met people that are married that would want to have lunch just for communication. And you know what, it's just... So someone finds you interesting and said, listen, I want to ask you a few questions.
My ex-husband is of the school of Joe Piscopo.
Most people are probably.
Yeah. But, you know, you're in a business where there's men, there's a lot of temptation, and I understand it, but if it's only one-sided, if the...
Right, where's the temptation coming from? If you're just friends with those people...
Well, you're sending out certain signals. I mean, if...
Right,
you know,
a candlelight dinner, Al, an hour away from home.
How is that a candlelight dinner?
What do you mean candlelight?
Now it's candles.
Yeah, it's candles, there's flowers.
Al's in the garage looking for his cologne. Honey, where'd you put my cologne? I haven't worn in 30 years.
Right, exactly.
Cologne!
The secret there is you wear cologne all the time. You can't, you see?
I've heard the word cologne in years. That's great. Hey, by the way,
yeah.
David Burke Tavern, how great was that?
Oh, my God, what a great experience Saturday night. Thank you. My wife and
your guy Orlando is great over there. It's great stuff. Carol, we got to go as friends. So we just got to go.
On Valentine's Day.
Woodpecker? Yeah, I know.
Oh, there's another one. Yeah.
No, Woodpecker's great. Tell us about the new properties, man. What's going on? Now, Fort Lee, what's the name of the Fort Lee property?
It's called Ventanas. It means windows in Spanish.
Ah.
And it's a beautiful place. It's huge. And there's an outdoor garden that'll open in May, but you got to see it—the vibe, the music, and the lighting. It really
should I do
good.
The band thing there as opposed?
Listen, you can talk to Alex. Who's Alex Duran? Who's,
okay, okay.
He has a place called San Cubano down on the water. There used to be, and
awesome.
They have all this stuff going on with music.
Yeah.
So it's a restaurant.
Yeah.
And then it kind of goes into a nightlife scene after 9:30, 10 o'clock. So it's open.
We'll
late.
Do a benefit for the Boys and Girls Club of Jersey,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah, and we have the grand. We're opening Wednesday night.
Hmm?
And
this Wednesday.
Yeah, we practiced a couple nights this weekend, and literally 50 yards from my. I live in that complex, so it's.
Look at you. This is great.
Now that's nice.
Right, it's great. Over. It's good and bad.
Yeah, because they could call.
Well, you're in the elevator. It's like, hey, you know, I had a little dirt in my cream spinach. Ooh. Yeah, you know.
And BLT Prime in Washington.
Yeah,
and
doing
then,
well.
Yeah, all right, so we got to
come.
And
Saratoga's really doing well.
You know what? I take full credit. Shelley Goldberg has brought David Burke. Since he's been on the show, it's just exploded.
But how many restaurants do you have now?
We manage, own, manage, and or operate about 9 restaurants.
And what are they?
Garden City Hotel. Garden City Long Hotel. Island.
Oh, yes, I've eaten there.
Yeah.
Have you been out there?
Oh, yeah.
Spectacular, right?
Drift House on the Jersey Shore.
Right.
Ventanas and Fort Lee.
I just want to see if he remembers them.
Tavern
he's unbelievable.
Woodpecker
he's so
in New York and Saratoga, and then we're in St. Louis and D.C.
Saratoga.
I know what to do. Yeah. Me, listen, Piscopo and Carol Alt into your the room. The
salt
glass.
Room?
The glass thing, the moving restaurant.
Oh, the truck.
There's a truck. He opens up. I go out to David Burke Tavern outside. It's like a glass-like truck. And you could
the
sit
the dining room on wheels.
And you outside, you're in there, so everybody can look in. You can look at me. Come on, is this great?
Huh? Yeah, it's just as friends, you could do it.
Yeah, platonic. We could write platonic right across the top.
Great. Now it says just married, but all of them just friends.
Yeah, just friends. There you go.
That
I like
is
it.
Great, man. That's such a great idea. And people will go, and the last day, they'll say, "Can I have the room?"
Actually, you can get married in the glass truck. Well, not you guys. I'm just saying.
You're just jumping in.
Anyone that wants to. Sure. Very romantic.
Frank's maybe. Looking to get married. Maybe we put Frank in the glass truck.
We could do that. We could do that. So on Raw Foods, do you have people that come in like Carol Alt and say, we want this healthy? Because you know me.
You know what?
I think everybody has something. No,
we just started serving the Impossible Burger, right?
What is that? What is that now?
It's called Impossible Burger. It's a plant-based burger that tastes like a meat burger. It bleeds and all. It has beet things in there and all kinds of very delicious things, and I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm a beef guy.
Yeah.
But I was one of the chefs that chose to sample the 2.0 Impossible Burger and promote it throughout the country. There's about 20 of us. And people raved, and they come in. And I'm in a meeting. I was in a meeting with the developers of in Long Branch. He comes in, the principal of the group, and he goes, I hear you got the best impossible burger in New York. Now, we did it for a promotion for 2 weeks, but people that do eat this way talk about where they can go and find the right stuff. You know, like whether it's vegetarian, organic, macrobiotic, raw food.
Gluten-free. Certain
chefs. We have to have certain things on the menu and make an effort to make everybody happy. You can go out and go get this at a certain place, you'll go a couple times a week. And the Impossible Burger, we're getting traction at Woodpecker. They were time for people coming in for this really delicious meat-free burger.
Wow.
But here's
and,
the
you know,
great thing.
And you get reminded there's people out there that want
that. But there's somebody who loves meat who's saying that this is a really great burger.
Yeah.
And
right.
that's the best promotion you can get.
If you're sitting and eating, you know, listen, we put cheese and the sauce and all that on it, and you don't have to have that. When you're sitting there eating it, listen, there's a difference between our burger because we buy exceptional meat, but the burger you're traditionally getting, especially if it's in a fast casual concept where it's cooked and... You really, if no one told you, you wouldn't even stop to realize.
I think the thing for vegans and everybody else is being able to pick up a sandwich.
Yes,
this is
that's
great
a good
to have
point.
A salad.
That's a good point. Yeah,
but to have crunchy things.
Will you do that? Will you do that, Carol?
I'm a Long Island kid. Are you kidding? My ex-husband said you can make a sandwich out of anything. I'm like, I made sandwiches.
Bread, but you got to get the right bread.
Two chips with a piece of cheese in the middle. That's a sandwich.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because you want to be able to pick up food. It's really the natural way of eating.
David,
yeah, and it just feels good.
Can
and chefs in kitchens, even though we can sit and eat anything, we're always standing up and eating.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, because we're standing up anyway. It's like if you sit down, we're going to get tired.
We wrap something in a piece of bread.
Lettuce.
So
bread,
we're doing David Berg's Jersey Joe Diner somewhere. Nice silver diner somewhere in Jersey. Come on.
You got to find. Or it's food truck. Start out with a food truck.
That's a great idea, too. Yeah. That travels
that's
around.
That's easier. Yeah.
Well, what do you want festival. In that truck?
You know, I don't
French
know.
Toast.
French toast.
French toast. We're gonna start, and maple syrup.
Real maple syrup.
All right.
You know?
Steak burnt. What a menu.
Heck, I noticed he hasn't touched that, you know.
Yeah, oh, no. Yeah, he
was. That's right. No. Toast truck.
No, that's you know, French toast or grilled chicken, maybe something really good like that. But you're going to have to have some kind of Jersey thing.
Got to have an egg sandwich.
Yeah, you got to have.
Yeah, man, you got to do
Taylor
it.
Taylor ham and egg and cheese.
Exactly right.
Come on.
You got to have an Italian hero, too.
David, first of all, will you tell me, Chef David Burke, where can we find all the fine venues from you, sir?
You can go to chefdavidburke.com.
Chefdavidburke.com. We got to check it out. But answer me this, too, before we let you go, David. And thank you so much for joining
us. And I got new news coming next time we're coming.
What, you getting married?
No.
Boy, did you pause deeply on that one? Oh, did you see that?
No.
Did you see that? You get married. Like,
well, she's laid up right now.
She can't headlights.
Can't walk down the aisle.
What did he
say?
Almost like Joe Lopes. My mic went off. Friends.
You get married.
No, I think it's a wonderful
institution.
It's a wonderful institution.
It's a great institution. Right. If you want to be institutionalized.
I'm sorry, man.
Listen, I am not opposed to you gotta be in love, and listen.
Happy anniversary, honey.
And St. Patty's Day is right around the corner.
Oh, look at that.
Marriage, listen, it's just, it's a tough, you just hit me with a brick.
Salt brick. It was a salt brick. Like that.
The Himalayan salt. I'm going to bring one for you next time because we do a lot with the Himalayan salt.
Do you
salt.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
I happen to agree with you. I got married once. I would never do it again.
I think being with someone you love is wonderful. And the marriage, it's complicated.
I wouldn't know anything about it.
You need to escape clean.
I mean, and it's, I don't want to, and you know what, I'm just moving.
Put him on the spot. Put him on the spot.
He's this guy. You're a great guy. By the way, your neck of the woods.
But, marriage, it's not all about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you got everything is together, and it's very
complicated. And therein lies the problem with marriage, because
it's not all about you. Yeah.
I didn't mean it. I came out there. I know Cindy loves that because she always says, "Oh, it's always about you." And
every woman says
you,
that to
listen,
every man.
Any woman would be lucky to have you. You're a great guy, David Burke. I know you, man.
We have
and
a
the
good
fact
thing
that you heard me on the radio in the 6 o'clock hour say,
"Ask
David,
for raw food."
And look at ask and you shall receive. Look at this,
you did.
Carol.
It was my breakfast.
This is
awesome.
Great, David. I don't know how you do it, Shelly. Thank you, sweetheart. We appreciate
thank
it very
you,
much, David. We love you, man. ChefDavidBurke.com. You have got to visit all of the chefs. I'm telling you what, the restaurants are great. We're going to go, Carol, we got to go to David Burke Tavern.
Only as friends.
Only as see, already.
See, it's communication.
You got
right,
it.
David?
Whatever you say. Whatever you say.
I'm telling you.
All right.
But there's one last thing.
Uh-oh.
If you're with someone who's just friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't know what it is.
Right.
You got to throw it out there.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because if you don't, you might hurt their feelings if you don't hit on them. Right? You ever think of that? So you gotta say,
no.
Yeah, you gotta say,
way.
Listen.
Interesting.
If I had a co-star said to me every day he came in,
not every
he's
day.
Right. He's
I say
right.
No, every
we'll go to
day.
We'll go to break, Eleanor. But
you gotta
Carol's
bring
right.
it up.
You know, you're so right, Carol. You're right. Did I or did I not say to you in the car? I'm your guy. If anything, leave it at that. I'm just saying, I'm your guy. I just I put it out there.
And
just
then you don't have to bring it up.
And the fact that she said, Joe, I'm not interested, means nothing to me.
Richard Johnson is furiously writing right now. Next page six.
David, we love you, man.
Thank you, guys.
David Burke in the house, 8:22 right now. Debbie, help us out here, please.
I love that. It means nothing.
I got to get my hair like
that. It means nothing at all. Debbie, 8:23 already. Debbie's on the road for you. AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit. A 15-minute delay on the Burton County line. Broken rail near Rutherford. Delays on the downtown E and F trains. Also delays on the PATH trains. Hoboken to 33rd and Journal Square to 33rd with ongoing equipment problems. Let's go in now to DWB. An accident was cleared on the upper level about 20 minutes getting in at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln 25, Highland about 30 minutes. 3 eastbound right at 495 getting in toward the Lincoln accident. So that's causing extra traffic getting out toward the Lincoln Tunnel. The Garden City Parkway south of 138, that's an accident heading in both directions. Taconic southbound into Carpenter Road into East Fishkill. A collision waiting for you there. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Williamsburg Bridge, busy as a town. And over on 12th Ave, 44th Street here in town, a collision. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhay with Chuck Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You just never know what you're going to get from Mike Gallagher.
My memory, my gosh. Hey, listen, I'm a month or two away from 59. How many times am I going to walk in my home and walk from one room to the next and forget why I was going into the next room? Got to get off the Ambien. It's got to be the Ambien. The Ambien has just messing with my memory, I think.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Who am I again? Oh, yeah, it's Mike Gallagher.
Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Syracuse basketball is 8-4 in the conference and back home to meet Louisville Wednesday night. The Orange and Cardinals with a 7 o'clock tip-off. Orange pregame, 6:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Okay, we've lost complete control. Somewhere, Mike Gallagher's coming up. Is he the best?
Interview. This is my best breakfast ever.
How did he do that?
The fact that
he did it in seconds. He just did it in seconds. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Carol Alt. We're going to let Carol just kind of dive into her raw food breakfast at David Burke.
Work comes first.
There we go. And Mike Gallagher is going to join us momentarily. I wanted to tell you about the Lieber family, if I can. Since 1906, the Lieber family has been serving New Jersey residents from Hudson and Bergen County by offering expert caring services for families suffering the loss of a loved one. You know, the father-son team of Dan and Matt Lieber are the fourth and fifth generation to carry on the family tradition through the Volk Lieber Funeral Home in Teaneck and Oradell, New Jersey, and the Barrett Funeral Home in Tenafly. Respecting and understanding the Jewish funeral traditions, the Lieber family created Bergen Jewish Chapel, an online funeral arrangement resource with the goal of alleviating a family's stress and burden while dealing with end-of-life issues, you know? So you can go online to BergenJewishChapel.com, and there you'll be given the information you'll need before you actually need it. Eliminate the burden of a face-to-face meeting at a funeral home location while still benefiting from their personal attention. For full disclosure of services, of merchandise, and costs, please go to BergenJewishChapel.com. That's BergenJewishChapel.com. Services are available through any of the three conveniently located Lieber-owned facilities. All right, once again, BergenJewishChapel.com. Or you can call 201, it's 261-2900, 201-261-2900.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Thank you. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 828 on AM 970. The answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. We are here with Carol Ault. Al Gattulo is here. Mike Gallagher coming up momentarily. Carl Lagerfeld died. He died.
Right.
We just heard that this morning. Alto.
Head of Chanel. He was, I guess, the Fendi. The Fendi show was going off this Thursday, and he was working right to the end. Yes, he was 85. You know who else died this weekend?
Who's that?
George Mendonca. Do you know who he was?
Yes, the
sailor. Yes. And the sailor kisses nurse in Times
Square. God, you are good. He was 95 years old.
He was 95 years old. The slip and fall,
unfortunately. How do you know the name of that guy? That iconic, epic picture at the end of World War II, the sailor kissing the girl in Times Square, and he passed away at 95 years old. Yeah.
Can you imagine just haphazardly getting something so iconic to happen to you that in your life?
And he tells the story when he kissed the girl in the street. She was a nurse. He was actually on a date with his wife, who became his wife.
That's
and you see her in the background. You have to really
kind of
look.
Was she a platonic friend, the girl, you think?
No, they were going on their first date.
I guess so.
And, his wife
we're
didn't mind.
We're never going to live this one down.
No. Did you know Lagerfeld? Did you know Lagerfeld? Did you work with him?
I never worked with Lagerfeld because I went right into movies. But, he was just genius and a gentleman always. And it's, the fashion world has had a great loss this weekend.
So you're walking. What's the terminology? I
walked. Yes,
you walked. You walked on because it's Fashion Week. You did the. Are you doing it again? You said
I did. I walked for Dennis Basso.
Cool.
Dennis is now doing many faux furs, which I applaud.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's a great designer and a great showman. On top of that,
yeah.
And I'm not supposed to tell this one, but I will break the news now. I'm going to walk the Zhang Toy Show in September for Zhang Toy's 30th.
Wow.
So I will be his muse for his 30th anniversary.
His muse. That is an industry terminology, I guess.
Yes. Well, Dennis called me up and Dennis said, Carol, I made this dress. It just screams Carol Ault. And I was like, oh my God, this is Dennis Basso calling me up and said he made a dress that screams Carol Ault. And what it was he was doing New York City Girl.
Oh, that's great.
And I was his New York City Girl muse. So it was fantastic. And I donated my money. I donated what I walked for to ShelterChic.org, ShelterChic.org is very, very small. But what we do is we go into places like in Newark, New Jersey. You have the city shelters. And we take animals that are about to be killed. We take them off death row.
Wow.
And we place them with fosters. And when we place them with the fosters, so if you ever want to be a foster, the great thing is you can have an animal with not having to pay a penny about the animal's health or food because we buy everything. So Chicken Soup for the Soul has donated, Pets has donated food for us, and Vital Essential is donating litter and toys and
That's
food. And then I raise money. So I walked for Dennis Basso, and I asked Dennis, I said, I would really love you just to donate in your name, but it wasn't my salary because my salary is way more than that, but
of course.
Just to at least donate something. So he did to ShelterChic.org. And we're saving animals. What are you guys laughing
no,
at?
No, first
now?
Of all, thank you.
I love laugh everybody. All the time. It's great
everybody, listen, I love my dog, and God bless you for doing that.
I have two rescues. They always remember.
You have dogs?
Cats.
You have cats. How two many cats? Cats?
Well, I had three last week, and then my mom fell in love with my third one.
She took it?
Yeah, so she took it. I was fostering it, and she took it.
No, I'm chuckling. Al and I at a runway show. It just makes me laugh. Thought of Al.
I told you.
Boy.
But you're coming
yeah,
March.
You and I, man.
You're coming March 26th, aren't you?
Yeah. What's the guy's name? Dennis Basso? Is that
Dennis Basso.
Yeah, he has a dress for Al. He goes, this reeks Al Gattulo, he said.
No, he
does
not.
I remember he did. No.
People call me and they go, this bacon would look great in your mouth.
Bacon dress for Al.
It was a big faux fur.
On Fashion Week. Wouldn't that be great, though?
No, it would not be.
What was the outfit you wore, Carol, in the Richard Johnson? That was a beautiful dress you had on.
That was the finale of the Dennis Basso show.
Beautiful
the
dress.
The black and gold.
Yeah.
Yes, that was the finale.
They put a little picture of me. They put Carol in all the glory.
In
of
full regalia.
Yeah,
we did the finale. It was just awesome. And
don't you get when now you and you? How old were you when you started? You really were. Were you a teenager when you started?
I was 18.
Oh.
I lost the taste for it when I was about 24, and I went into movies because modeling just wasn't enough. You couldn't like really bite into it. And it was great for me to be able to make characters.
Yeah.
So I always considered myself, even though I was the leading lady, I was always a character actress. So I made all these characters. And then, you know, a couple years back, I got injured and I wasn't able to work. So for me...
Right. What happened again?
I had a massage that somebody stuck their elbow in my back.
Stop it.
I'm telling you.
Stop it.
Cracked my rib, ripped all the prima facie.
What?
Oh my God.
It was horrible. I was 6 months. I couldn't walk. I didn't know what was wrong with me. And because the symptoms were like the flu or the bug, people were saying, oh, you got the flu, the bug. And, you know, I'm a raw foodie. I don't get sick. I don't get the flu. I don't get the bug. Mm. Like, what is it? This is something else. And by the time I figured out what it was, I had lost 25 pounds. I was down to my mean
fighting
weight. Did it
hurt when you were getting the massage? I mean, did you go,
I remember saying was, ooh, that was just a little too hard.
Wow.
Because you're totally relaxed. Yeah, you don't feel it. But then later...
But was the masseuse somebody that you trusted, or was it...
It was in a big hotel in Palm Beach, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
And it was in their spa. And I had no clue what happened until an hour later I literally fell over at dinner. And I didn't stand up again for about 2 years, I would say.
Oh, seriously?
I was on a serious battle and fight for my life. Anyway, so to walk the Dennis Basso show for me was this moment of triumph.
Yeah, yeah,
it was, sure. I'm walking, I'm here, I'm 58. I did this when I was 18. And you know, there's all these little 18-year-olds and they're all lined up and they're all like... picking their teeth and looking at their fingernails, and I'm going like, you girls don't know what you have. You're right. Going to go on to your next show. I'm going to go home and my feet are going to cramp up.
Yeah.
You know, love this while you've got it, because it's so fleeting. It goes so fast.
Right. How
one minute you're 20 and the next minute you're 60.
How nerve-wracking it is before you walk that walk. That's the one thing.
I've been on stage, I've been on live television,
everything. Walking the walk on that, I would just be like, forget about it. Do you think about it? You just do it, right?
You know, I was joking that I was nervous, but really what I was nervous about was where my feet going to work in those high heels.
You get to a certain
age and the knees and the hips and all this stuff. And I'm a rough foodie, so I get a lot less of that stuff. But, you know, it's still in your mind, so I just want to make sure I wasn't going to trip.
You know what, Kyle? Hopefully we have time. We're going to make way for news now and Mike Gallagher. But I want to talk to you about working out, too, because you're pretty dedicated to that.
I am uber dedicated, and I hate working out.
So you don't like it.
I don't like working out. I like the result of working out.
So,
I got some tricks.
We'll get into it. Carol Law with Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:36 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Big Al Cattullo standing by with the headline news live and local. AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
25 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Candidates running for New York City's public advocate position will debate for a second time Wednesday night. Only 7 of the 17 candidates qualified for the televised debate that will be aired on New York One. Oh, that looks delicious, Joe. Thank you. Next Tuesday, New Yorkers head to the polls for a special election to decide a public advocate. I like pistachios, and I do like Brussels sprouts, too, so don't worry. The position became open after former public advocate Letitia James resigned because she got elected state attorney general. New Jersey is joining in a multi-state lawsuit challenging President Trump's recent national emergency declaration. Attorney General Gerbier Greywall announced yesterday that the Garden State is now one of more than a dozen states suing over the president's decision to use the declaration to fund a boarding wall. The declaration would draw billions of federal dollars already earmarked for other projects and programs. Governor Murphy has already stated opposition to the declaration, calling the move fiscally reckless and constitutionally dubious. In sports, the Madison Square Garden Company denying that Knicks owner James Dolan is looking to sell the team. Company chaired by Dolan calls a report of him taking offers 100% false. Former ESPN writer Bill Simmons said on a recent podcast that Dolan is courting offers from the Knicks. Dolan told ESPN back in December he would not rule out selling the Knickerbockers. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's take it right to the Bergen County line of New Jersey Transit. A 15-minute delay with a broken rail near Rutherford. We're still seeing some delays on the L train with police department activity. Delays on the downtown ENF PATH trains. It looks like Hoboken to 33rd and Journal Square to 33rd. Delays with some ongoing equipment problems. Heading over to 3 eastbound, that ramp to 495. It's an accident, and that's right in the construction zone. Getting out toward the Lincoln, a tough ride. 20 minutes in once you get to the tolls. Outbound Lincoln, disabled vehicle in the north tube. Cleared. We're still seeing delays of 35 minutes in over at the Holland. Inbound GWB, that's going to be about 25 minutes getting it down to the upper level, a lot better to the lower level. On the cross county east at North Columbus Ave in Mount Vernon, an accident over there, and Taconic South into East Fishkill, getting reports of a collision. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Who that, that, is that big guy? That was big arms.
That's me. Do you believe that? How about that? I'm just showing.
I've lost complete control of the radio show. Hold on. Al, what do we do? Oh, Indochino
yes.
suits. I love this. If you're listening to Joe, and Mike Gallagher's coming up, and we got a lot to get into. And Matt, please, Matt Conklin, I want to play the president's speech, part of it, because I know we've been having such a good time this morning. I forgot to play that. But I got to tell you about Indochino suits. This is, guys, for $359. Yes, I said $359. If you can get a suit, and I know, because I wear suits that, like, are off the rack. They're still, you know, they're still like $600-$700. Am I right? And if you get a custom-made suit, like my friend Anthony Pope, he always, Anthony, look at that suit you got on. I don't even want to tell you what that costs, those suits. $359, you go to Indochino.com. But you have to use the code Piscopo, okay? And guys love the wide selection of high-quality fabrics and colors to choose from. When I went to Indochino, and I invite you to go to the four New York showrooms, three in Manhattan, and there's one on Court Street in Brooklyn. Indochino. I'm telling you, you're going to love me for this. I met my friend Justin. I went into Indochino because I knew they were kind enough to jump on the show as an advertiser. So I talked with Indochino. We had a great chat. I said, how much are these suits? And I'm thinking, $359. I go into Short Hills to Indochino. Justin fits me. He measures everything. I get to pick every color. I got a teal suit. Listen to me, teal suit. Perfectly fit. I could pick out what color the buttons were, the buttonhole. I put my initials on the inside of the jacket, the shirt. Justin goes, Joe, do you wear a big watch? You can see I wear this Breitling watch. Thank you, Boomer. I wear this big watch. And he goes, well, we're going to have to give you a little more room on your cuff of your shirt. Are you kidding me? I'm thinking this is going to cost me $2,500 at least, this suit. $359. I love telling you about things that make your life easier. Gals, you got a guy that you love. You're going to love Indochino suits. And guys, you got to go over. And this, by the way, for you listening exclusively to Joe on the radio, any premium Indochino suit is just $359 at Indochino.com. But you have to use the code Piscopo at checkout or at any of their New York showrooms. That's 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit. Shipping is free. Indochino.com. Promo code Piscopo for any premium suit for just $359. And free shipping, incredible deal for a premium made-to-measure suit. Once you go custom, you don't go back. Please remember this, Indochino.com, code Piscopo.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
All right, Joe on the radio. It is 8:42. Mike Gallagher coming up momentarily. If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Now, I'm here with the legend Carol Alt, and Carol eats everything raw. And I'm telling you, when you go to Balance of Nature, this is very simply this, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It's a great concept. Now, it's amazing. This Dr. Douglas Howard is a medical doctor, chiropractor as well, but a medical doctor who saw, he came up with this whole concept of taking the best fruits and vegetables. I take three in the morning. I take three fruit in the morning and take the vegetables at night.
your energy. I don't know what it is. I told you I would start the Balance of Nature journey because Frankie Five Boroughs started doing it, and now Al's doing it. I started it. I could feel the energy, and I love this. If you, you know, little sniffles, you're on a plane like I went to L.A. last week, oh, forget about it. Balance of Nature, and what happens for me, I'm speaking for myself, it just makes you healthier, and it just staves off anything that could be getting to you, like a cold or something like that. You have to try Balance of Nature, like Frankie Five Boroughs always tells you. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form, so easy to take. Balance of Nature, guys, an easy number. We made the number easy for you, too. It's 800-2468-751, just like that. But you got to use the promo code The Answer. You get 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature, and you can have it shipped free, or you can go to balanceofnature.com. Just make sure you use the promo code The Answer, please. Good health. It's only a phone call away. 800-2468-751. Promo code The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Thank you. Morning, gang. I'm getting married in the morning.
Morning, gang. I love that. probably a midnight show, yeah, right? Right back in Vegas in the day.
Did you ever hang out with Francis Albert Sinatra?
I was at his house on his 80th birthday.
Oh, we talked about that.
After his big concert, yeah, I went to a private dinner at his house. I think I told you this: Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, and Carol Alt. I'm like, what the hell am I doing here?
Bob Dylan, though. What's Dylan doing there? What?
Did you have a conversation? Can you have a conversation with Bob Dylan?
So here was the great thing: his biographer, Larry Sloman, he nicknamed Ratso because he looked like a rat with little glasses.
Oh, that's nice.
So they also did, I know, right? Thank you very much, Bob Dylan. But he also did the book about the New York Rangers, so my ex knew him. So Dylan is not speaking, and Barbara is trying and trying and trying. Barbara Sinatra, Frank's wife, is trying to get him to talk. And finally, I'm seeing this going on. I lean across the table and I said, Bob, I think we have a mutual friend. And he looks up at me and he says, who? And I said, Larry Sloman. He goes, Ratso, I love her. And he started to talk. And Barbara just looked at me and went, thank God somebody got this guy. You know, because she is the ultimate hostess. And she couldn't bear to see somebody sitting there not enjoying themselves on Frank's 80th birthday.
Yeah, it's great stuff. That was great. Did you talk to Bruce at all, Mr. Springsteen at all?
I did talk to Bruce. Actually, I was so young and so crazy and naive. I brought him a peck of beer, a sick peck of beer, because I thought, he's the boss from New Jersey. And he walks in with Sassy Gaia,
That's great. Frank only served Jack Daniels at the Frank's.
No, actually what was happening was Barbara was watering down all the liquor.
Wait, this is great. Inside line. What happened? How's that happen?
Yeah, she because Frank liked to drink, so she watered down the liquor. It was very smart of her.
To Mr. Sinatra's, she would do that with
Mr.
Sinatra?
Oh, he knew it right away. They knew each other so well. Yeah, but it was just very cute
watching
to
out for him.
The play. Yes, she loved him dearly.
Yeah. Hey, and he did her. Hey, 8:46. We're going to Debbie right now, and then Mike Alex is going to join us. Thank you. What would I do without Gatulo,
without him,
Carol?
I don't know. You'd be blabbering all over the place.
He's the
don't
guy now.
Don't let me go.
Hey, Debbie's out there looking out for you. Roadwise, 8:46 on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie. How are we doing this morning?
Carol Allen, everybody. Let's see what's happening here on the island. Problems on the LIE westbound at Deer Park Avenue. Accident taking two lanes. Really busy there. Heavy again out through Glen Cove Road. More volume right out through Woodhaven Boulevard. It's kind of busy right now as you head over to the Queens Midtown Tunnel. 15 minutes getting into town. Grand Central Parkway West at 168th. A collision. They cleaned up an accident on the Jackie Robinson westbound at Metropolitan Avenue. 12th Avenue right at 44th Street here in town. Watch for some police department activity. Inbound GWB looks fine. Lincoln 25, Holland Tunnel, that's 25 to 30. But on the way to the inbound Lincoln 3, eastbound at 495, an accident right there, right through the construction zone. 80 east past the Pennsylvania border into Jersey, a collision. And the Garden State Parkway south of 138, it's an accident over there. 9 northbound, slowing down at Bordentown Avenue, getting up through that Sayreville area as well. And the southbound thruway still sluggish at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 30s.
Place. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, what we can't put on the air. Oh, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:50 right now with Joe on the radio, telling you about Route 22 Toyota. You know, Iggy Giuffre is one of the great humans on the planet. And when I went over to Route 22 Toyota, and Carmelo was there, and Chester was there, and John, and Alex Cancela. Alex is a young guy. He's the one that I tell you about. Gives you the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. I'm going to give you 5 minutes now. This is Alex's idea is what I'm saying. This first five callers, next 5 minutes from Route 22 Toyota, where you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from a Route 22 Toyota. If you call 855-621-9949, I'm going to give you to 855. It's 850 right now. You're going to love everybody at Route 22 Toyota. Iggy and Carmelo, Johnny, Wendy, Chris, Shoya, they helped my sister. I told you Carol was down there. My sister Carol, she's down there. She texts me and says, oh, made a great deal. She didn't even call and say, Joe, will you call the guy? They just said, you're Joe's sister, come on. They treat you the same way. And I saw it because when I was there and we broke bread and I was with Carmelo and I was with Iggy and I saw how people walked in and how you are treated when you walk in to the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. And now Alex gives you this great deal, the general manager of Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. If you call 855-621-9949, all European models are excluded, but you want to go right there to Route 22 Toyota. It's so easy, right there at Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio. Mike, what do you think? Are we stepping it up a little bit, Miss Alt, in the studio?
I can't compete with this.
I know you love Frankie Five Bros, but really, you know.
This is a definite upgrade. This is going from a Vega to a Maserati.
He's wearing the shirt to prove it.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah,
we're all fashioned out here.
I love it. We love it, man. Yeah, this is what Carol is, one of the great broadcasters of our time.
No, I love it. I've been listening to you, and I love it. I love reading about you guys in the paper. I mean, it's all fun.
Don't believe everything you see there, Mike. I'm
page
just saying.
Page six. Holy
strictly
cow.
Platonic. We're not friends?
Page six. Well, what, you're not friends?
Oh, yes. Good friends. I said, are we just any more than that? Carol goes like this. Nope.
Al, page six.
I know.
Talk to the hand.
Not us.
You ever been to page six? I've never been to page six.
No, never.
I was in page six yesterday again.
Yes.
You're like a regular. You're like a regular.
I love those guys. They're so good with me.
Listen to the beautiful people. This is the way the beautiful people roll, you know?
Oh, please. Please. It's all. Richard Johnson likes to stir the pot.
He likes you. No, it's cool.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He's very good at what he does.
He's plugged in.
Mike, you know what's at AM 970 the answer? That's all the management. That's all management cared about.
AM 970.
Carol, thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Listen, all the pub we can get, because I'm on at 10, so I figure anything you get, maybe people will stick around at 10:05.
We ain't getting billboards.
Spills on over, Mike.
We're not getting billboards anytime soon.
Our billboard budget just got wiped out.
Right.
I think they were all set, and they said, well, page six, we're done.
We're still waiting for the bus.
Yeah.
Hey, some of the bus.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I saw the bus.
Yeah,
we did. We had a bus.
Yeah, but we all remember.
You
all
had a bus. I didn't have a bus.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys, I'm running down the street Broadway taking selfies with Joe Piscopo, and there I am posing. That's as close as I'm going to get to being on a bus around this place.
Yeah, but why not another bus?
Are easy. Even I had a bus.
You had a bus, too?
Yeah, on the gray line.
I've never had a bus.
No, the buses went away, though. It lasted about 2 months.
My bus
is
still there.
Oh, of course it is.
I get on the bus. I use my Metro card, get on the bus. I wave. I say, here I am. Yep, I'm Mike Gallagher, 10 to 1 on AM 970. I hope a little post-it in the window.
Mike Gallagher, I know Mike goes on, speaks to millions of folks through AM 970, The Answer with Salem Media. How great was, and please, I hope you talk about this. This is great, because I like to give you, respectfully, Mike, material. The president's speech yesterday was a vital Reagan-esque speech. They're not talking about it. They're talking about the protests. They're talking about the lawsuits. Come on. Can you give the president a little credit on this speech?
No, you got to give him a ton of credit. I mean, he's going to position freedom versus socialism better than anyone in this position could have done. And now that Bernie is in the ring, Bernie has thrown his hat in the ring.
Yeah.
I mean, and listen, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a piker compared to this guy when it comes to true blue socialism.
Listen,
the president's theme yesterday, we're not going to be a socialist nation. The place went crazy. Can you imagine saying that in front of a bunch of Cubans and a bunch of people from El Salvador, people from I mean, the Venezuela situation is tough. I just have so much confidence that this guy is going to continue to lead by strength. And in 2020, that's going to be the question.
Yeah.
Are Americans going to embrace socialism, embrace a 70% tax rate here in New York, which becomes 80% in New York, realistically? So that's nobody brands or messages better than this guy.
Yeah.
And for too many years, Joe, you know, Republicans didn't have a cohesive message.
Yeah.
We always talked about this in talk radio. There's no message. There's no messaging. We got to get the message out. Who delivers the message better than this guy?
Yeah.
So very, very powerful stuff. We'll break it down today beginning at 10. Also, I want to play Tucker Carlson's monologue today. I'm going to play
Jussie
Smollett. It was the most powerful, scathing takedown of the media. And Al Sharpton, remember something. Jussie Smollett, if it plays out the way the police allege, is going to be the 2019 Al Sharpton in Tawana Brawley. New Yorkers remember how New York was torn apart by that hoax, by that fraud. Stephen Pagonis' life, police officer, destroyed.
But it's nice that Al Sharpton apologized for that. Oh, that's right.
We're still waiting. He's getting around to that. Maybe this weekend. And yet he's going to weigh in on this. And yet what happened to Al Sharpton after Tawana Brawley? He became rich and famous. Yeah. So don't count Jussie Smollett out, because he may too.
Why do I? I'm going to get you so mad. Why do I feel sorry for this kid?
I feel the same way. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Let's have a look, because something. If this is true, something is horrible in his life. Something went terribly wrong, and he's either sick or he's damaged. And there ought to be some compassion for him.
Yeah.
Not so much for a lapdog media that accepted his and politicians
on the money
who
as always.
Accepted his story.
Mike Gallagher. 10:05 on AM 970. The answer.
Mike, it's good seeing you.
All right, guys. Happy Tuesday. I'm gonna go down to the Vega studio. No beautiful women in my studio. Well, we got Pavlina.
Pavlina is it. She's the best.
But then I got Eric, Joey, and everybody else. Oh,
Mike, I love you, man. We'll be listening at 10:05. And Joe Lundberg is out there weather-wise. How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing great. Just listening and enjoying it.
Yeah, having some fun. Weather? Wait, we got snow tomorrow now?
Snow. Early afternoon.
Midday.
By evening, it's changing to sleet, freezing rain. It goes quickly over to rain along the coast and city. That changeover is going to take a lot longer over the interior, but 1 to 3 inches, maybe a bit more in some of the far northern interior places. Just going to be real messy tomorrow afternoon and evening.
You know, Carol, and Joe, stay with me. This guy, and Joe, say hi to Carol Alt with
hi,
us this morning.
Hey, Joe.
He bikes like 200 miles at a shot.
He sounds like it. Your
like
voice
a
bike, sounds
but
like
he
a
was
sexy
almost, you know
cyclist.
What? Oh, sexy
you.
Cyclist. Look at that, man.
Can you show
yes.
us those pictures already?
Oh, no. She didn't even see you in a
I
Speedo
didn't even
yet.
I didn't see the Speedo picture, but I heard about it.
Al has
then
in his
I heard
wallet.
Your voice after he mentioned the Speedo, and I thought, yeah, I guess this guy sounds like he could really rock a Speedo.
It's so true. He does 200 miles, and but he was at one time almost 300 pounds, Joe. Is
almost
that
300, a little less.
You see what I'm saying?
Well,
yes.
You're an interview waiting to happen. Yeah, I want to know what changed in your life.
Yeah, look at
Oh,
no,
it's a big story. I love
there's
oh,
Joe. There's it. Joe. Oh, boy. It's like,
and a
oh,
pig
boy.
Speedo to boot.
Exactly.
You are really in charge of your
Joe, thank you. Snow tomorrow, but it goes away. We shouldn't have to worry about it, right, Joey?
56 Thursday with sunshine. Baby.
Oh! Nice. Get that bike geared up.
Oh,
I know
it
you
will. Be. Trust me.
Joe, you're the best. Thank you, Joe Lubberg, right there. He, I such a 300 pounds. You think about it.
He'd want to know what changed in his life that made him boom.
We'll talk
over.
About it. Piscopo, Carol Alt, Al Gattula. We're coming right back. AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.